And we're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. And we continue our conversation here today, moving on to another topic, this time the Riley County Seniors Service Center. And we have Program Coordinator Liz Nelson joining us in studio.
Yeah, good morning.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Senior Center has got all kinds of activity going on, and you guys had to close, I know, earlier this week due to the weather.
We did. So that's a nice way to kind of segue into the fact that we have inclement weather hours. And if USD 383 is closed, then that means the Senior Center is closed. So keep an eye on the TV and on the radio, and make sure you're paying attention to whether or not the schools are open or closed, because then that will indicate whether we're open or closed.
That's a good rule of thumb to follow there. That helps me out too, knowing that now. And you know, you got a lot of holidays coming up here, and you're going to have some limited hours, looks like next week as well.
We do. So today we're open our regular hours, 8:30 to 4, but for the rest of the month, we just have four more days that we're open, and we're only open half days. So we're open from 8:30 to 1. That means that we're still serving our meals on those days. So next week, we're open Monday and Friday, and the week after that, we're open Monday and Tuesday.
Okay, good to know that. What do we have coming up here at the Senior Center?
We've got a lot of fun things, but before I get to that, I want to just thank K-Man. You sent out someone to record one of our programs, and we just appreciate that so much. And Charlie Potler, who provided the program, he was so honored to have someone there, and he appreciated so much the fact that he got a little interview, and it was really special to him, and it was really special to us. So thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Kudos to Derek for that story. I was one of our interns, and he did a great job.
Yeah, good. Well, we've had a really great 2019. I want to thank everybody who participates and is a member at Riley County Senior Service Center. That includes all of our regular patrons and then also our business members. They provide a lot of really great ideas for us, and they come in and create a really wonderful environment for everyone who likes to come down and enjoy the activities there. So we've had a great 2019, but we're getting ready for 2020. So we start out in January. I hope everyone knows that January 29th is Kansas Day. And so our theme for January of 2020 is Kansas Day in MHK. So we've got a lineup of speakers coming in on Fridays at 1 o'clock. And every Friday in the month of January, we have somebody coming in to talk about a Kansas, and a more specifically Manhattan, Kansas-related topic.
That's nice.
Yeah, so the first week, we have Alana Parker, and she's from the Riley County Historical Society, and she is giving a program called Strong Hearts. It's about the Strong family of Riley County and their participation in the Underground Railroad and their influence in the business community that is ongoing to this day. Then we also have Chris Wilson coming in to talk about barn quilts, and that's something that people in the Flint Hills have really gotten excited about and gotten on board with, are creating these barn quilts. So she'll talk to us about how that came to be, and then where you can go in Manhattan and Riley County to find barn quilts. And then we have Dave Baker, the director of the Douglas Center, coming in to talk about the history of the Douglas Center and the history of Yuma Street. And then that will be really great, especially now that they're going to be expanding and building onto the Douglas Center. And then after that, at the end of the month, we have Mary Schmidt coming in. She's a historical interpreter, and she's coming in to talk to us about Manhattan's very own Clementine Paddleford. And she's a woman who grew up, went to high school in Manhattan, and she was a really well-known food critic, in a sense, back in the 50s. And so she's going to come in and talk about Clementine Paddleford, who was known as the food fortune teller. And that will be a lot of fun. So that's the last Friday of the month.
Those are all interesting, unique speakers coming out here. You got, you know, the history of Kansas, and you have the history of the Douglas Center, which I think a lot of people will find kind of intriguing to learn more. I don't know that much about the Douglas Center, but I hear a lot about it.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to know someone who grew up in the Yuma Street neighborhood and met her husband at the Douglas Center during World War II, and just some really neat things like that. And so I'm really looking forward to that talk. I'm looking forward to all of them, in fact. But, yeah, so that'll be a lot of fun.
All right. You have some upcoming stuff to do with the arts as well.
That's right. So we have our ongoing art studio classes. I just want to remind people those are Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock. It's $3 a class, and they do painting projects. So if you've got a painting project you're working on and you'd just like to do it in a more social setting, that's one way to do it. But then also canvases, paints, paint brushes are supplied. So if you don't have those things yourself, you can come take a class with us. We also have an ongoing relationship with the Beach Museum, and we alternate programs every other month. This month we had an artist profile, and they talked to us and educated us about an artist from the turn of the century. And then next month they'll do their program called Artful Making, and they always have then that's when you get to make art. So next month it's Cloud Creations. You're going to learn how to paint clouds. So they said you can learn how, and it can even translate into things like people who paint bedrooms to make it look like there's clouds on the ceiling. So we're not going to let you paint on our ceiling, but if you learn the technique and can do it on a canvas, then I suppose you could probably do it on a ceiling too. It
reminds me of the movie Toy Story.
Yeah.
You know, Andy's room.
But. Yeah. I have a brother-in-law who did that for his daughter, and it was just so neat. It looked really cool. Okay, so then something new we have, you know, new year, new programs. We're starting a rotating art exhibit. It had been pointed out to me by Rodney Hoover when he came in to do his Papa Moustaki's Bovinian Circus and Freak Show that we had a really great place and space to display art, and that maybe we would consider doing a rotating art exhibit. So he talked to me about that back in September, October, so we're going to get that started now for January. And our first artist to exhibit is Mary Elizabeth Atwood. So she's got contemporary art, and she says of herself that she's an artist, an actor, and mask maker. Each time she splashes paint on the canvas or puts her hand to clay or creates a character on stage, she feels as though she's coming home, and it just is something that is a part of her. So she will be our first artist to exhibit in our art space. If you've been in the center, it's just kind of our common area where people play cards and socialize. But we have a wall there that's got great space for art. So we welcome her, and she'll be up for the month of January and most of February as well.
Okay. You got a social event coming up as well?
Yeah, we have lots of social events, but two of them that I want to highlight. One of them is our Crochet Caps with Friends. I just want to thank that small group of people who comes and crochets once a month. They make caps to give to people in the hospital, so cancer patients, babies, things like that. They've given out well over 100 at this point. And you can go online and see that on our Facebook page, and you can see that on if you come into the center, we have that also on our monitor there. But if you're interested, if you're a civic or social conscious minded person and you're interested in doing something like that again in a social setting, I encourage you to come in. They do it once a month, last Tuesday of the month, I believe. And they really have a great time together. The other thing that I want to talk about is a new event. We are now partnering through University for Mankind, UFM. We're partnering with them with a program called Osher Lifelong Learning. And Osher is a program that's been going here in Manhattan for quite a few years. And we're just a new site for them. So they have been having programs mainly at Meadowlark Hills, and they've been at some other places around town like Via Christi Village and places like that, but mainly at Meadowlark Hills. So now we're a new site for them. Meadowlark Hills will be hosting their nighttime classes, and we will be hosting their daytime classes. So Osher is, it offers non-credit enrichment courses, and their tagline says, no homework, no tests, no pressure, just learning for the joy of it. And we have three classes, one starting in February, and it's the town of Nicodemus and the African-American migration to Kansas after Reconstruction. We have a program or a class, I'm sorry, a class in March called The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, a distinctly American fairy tale. And we have a class in April called Creation Stories from World Religions. So in order to kind of kick that off, we've got a special event in January, and then we're going to have another special event in February just to give people a taste of what Osher is about. So January 7th, we're calling it our Osher Sneak Peek event. And Jim Peters, who's the former director of Osher, is going to be giving just a very short little talk about Nicodemus, the town of Nicodemus, Kansas, and the African-American migration to Kansas after Reconstruction. So please come to that.
All right. Well, January is a month where people like to get health conscious as well, and so you have a lot of health events there.
We do, and we've got two new health-related programs starting in January. One of them is called Living with Diabetes. So the Manhattan Medical Group will offer diabetes education and support programs monthly at the Senior Center. So these programs will focus on nutrition, medication, and lifestyle modifications to prevent complications from diabetes. So their team includes physicians, nurses, and dietitians that will help answer questions and provide resources to those folks coming to that program. And it's once a month. It will be the first Tuesday of the month, every month at 11 o'clock. So that will be January 7th, 11 a.m.
Okay.
And then another new program is Seated Tai Chi. So Jackie Mack from Angels Care Home Health will be coming and providing one time a month a Seated Tai Chi class. That will also be the first Tuesday of the month, and that will be at 9 a.m. We've been having lots of people ask us about adding Tai Chi to our exercise program. So this is our first foray into Tai Chi, and then we'll be expanding that even more starting in the month of February, and I'll give you more information about that next month.
Okay. And then there's the Alzheimer's Caregiver Support Group.
Yes, there is. That's a really important group. We've got Karen Knoppenberger from Wamego Behavioral Health who comes in, and she that group meets the first Monday of the month at 1:30. And it's really important for people who are caregivers, for folks with Alzheimer's, to have a place just to chat with others and see, you know, just be around others who have gone through the same experience. Kind of helps people get through all their experiences and struggles and the joys too, and the things that have gone great, you know, just a place to share that with others who will really appreciate what's going on.
Yeah, those support groups are so important.
They are.
We're about out of time here. I'll let you wrap up.
Thanks as always for having us in. I want to remind folks that individual memberships at the Riley County Senior Service Center are $25 a year. Business memberships are $100 a year. We're located at 301 North 4th Street. And we have a website. It's seniorsservicecenter.org. And we're also on Facebook. So look for us on Facebook at Riley County Senior Service Center.
Okay. Liz Nelson, our program coordinator from the Senior Center. Thanks for being here. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you.
All right. We'll be back with more In Focus after this on KMAN.